Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Elizabeth Crawley, and here's what's happening. The Pennsylvania House has once again passed a transit funding bill in hopes of staving off looming SEPTA service cuts. But as we hear from KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert, the GOP majority has rejected several similar funding plans.
In an effort to make dedicated transit funding more palatable to the state Senate, House Democrats are including several GOP asks, including increased funding for rural roads and highways and greater state oversight over SEPTA. Despite those additions, all but seven House Republicans oppose the bill, which doesn't bode well for its chances in the GOP-controlled Senate. Republican State Rep. Carrie Benninghoff says there's no guarantee the funding will fix SEPTA's issues, adding in his words, it surely won't happen by SEPTA's August 14th deadline.
No bill today being passed is going to stop that on the 14th. I don't know if that date's arbitrary or not, but the system here will not allow that to happen timely.
Transportation Committee Chairman, Philadelphia Democrat Ed Nielsen, calls that deadline as real as the sun rising in the east and setting in the west, adding the pain of SEPTA cuts will be felt well beyond southeastern PA.
And I think that's the part that you're not grasping. You will get hurt. Everybody in this Commonwealth is going to get hurt. Because if we shut down the economic engine by not getting people to jobs in Philadelphia and southeast PA, there is no taxes being paid to this Commonwealth.
The Senate's scheduled voting session is set for Tuesday at 4 p.m. At least one person is dead and dozens more hurt or trapped under rubble after an explosion Monday morning at the U.S. Steel Claritin Coke Works plant near Pittsburgh. Officials there say a fire started just before 11 a.m. at the massive industrial plant along the Monongahela River. An exact number of people injured and their conditions are unknown right now, as correspondent Tamara Rush with sister station KDKA reports. A local union leader is asking for prayers for the victims and their families.
Darren Kelly, Allegheny County Labor Council president, tells me he stands with his union brothers and sisters during this time.
Steel workers have an amazing response team to help out their own and head out to help the steel workers, but most importantly, pray for the families and these men and women out of Clarendon.
Kelly says he'll be there to support the families and community with any resources they may need.
Authorities are calling it an active scene and have not yet said what caused the explosion. The plant is considered to be the largest coking operation in North America. An hours-long standoff between a woman and police in the city's West Oak Lane ended peacefully on Sunday night. Philadelphia police say they were called to Broad Street and 71st Avenue just before 5 p.m. for a shooting out on the street. It was declared a barricade about 20 minutes later, and SWAT had to be called in to help. The barricade was lifted by 8 p.m. when officials say they took 38-year-old Diana Norrat into custody. This neighbor tells NBC 10 he heard one of the gunshots.
The city is like GTA, so, you know, it's like Grand Theft Auto. So, you know, it's like just pretty much figures at this point, and I'm not even surprised.
Police have charged Norrat with multiple offenses, including simple assault and terroristic threats. The FBI is warning about a large international cybercrime ring called the Community. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports it targets teens and young adults both as victims and as recruits.
Assistant Special Agent for Cyber Programs in the FBI's Philadelphia office, Andrew Klopfer, says the crime ring known as the COM for short operates multiple schemes.
Usually it's computer intrusion crimes, the big ones being ransomware, distributed denial of service, SIM swapping.
Klopfer says they target vulnerable young people through social media and gaming sites, not only as victims, but to get them to join the ring and commit crimes themselves.
Because of their misperceived conceptions that juveniles will not be prosecuted.
The FBI says there are multiple factions within the COM, such as Hacker COM and Extortion COM, comprising thousands of people around the world and in every FBI jurisdiction in the U.S. Klopfer declined to talk about local cases, but urged anyone who's been targeted to report it to the Bureau's Internet Crime Complaint Center at ic3.gov.
That's the letters I and C and the number 3.gov. That's the All Local. I'm Elizabeth Crawley. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
the All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.